This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Welcome, welcome everybody to a new episode of the Conscious Kitchen Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We know how valuable your time is, and obviously we just want to give you some straight tips to help you this coming season for budgeting finances as a couple, episode 48. Welcome, Lizzie, my co-host. Welcome, welcome. What's up with you, girl?
Oh, you know, just going through life, thinking about finances, being affected by finances. Finances are always on the mind. So I'm excited to talk about this and just give you tips on how to budget with a partner, because budgeting on your own is definitely one animal monster. And then the other is budgeting with your husband, wife, partner. So excited to learn from Laura, too, and see what her and Russ do.
Yeah, which is such a coincidence, because today I actually sat down, I mean, got married this summer, and, you know, finally got to sit down with my partner just like an hour before we had this conversation, just to create like a bigger routine to meet up, you know, at least once a month to see our progression and our finance goals, things like that, you know, because we're hardcore adulting these days. And even Liz inspired me, because her and her partner actually met with a financial advisor. And, you know, sometimes when you're just always on the go, it's hard to talk about these hard things such as finance, especially if you weren't like growing up in a household that wasn't constantly talking about finance. I grew up in a Filipino household, so that wasn't really the conversation of topic majority of the time. My mom worked nights. I never saw her during the day. So I'm excited to just learn what I learned throughout adult and what to hear from Liz's tips as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think no one really likes to talk about finances because it's not sexy. I think it's obviously very important. So Laura, what did you start off with? So you and Russ just met today. How did you guys start off your conversation?
Yeah, like most like serious conversations. I mean, to be honest, this meeting came from an argument we had prior a few weeks ago, just from like, okay, we need to get down to the nitty gritty of things. You know, whether you and your partner did this like before you guys got married or after you guys got married, there's no real timeline for success, I think, as long as you actually sit down and do it. So this meeting started today pretty calmly. We just came together with all of our notes, our expenses, and just like goals for individual goals that we have together, and then goals that we could get together. So it was really cool. It was like, I'm really glad that we got to talk about our finances without like stress, because we actually planned it in advance, like added into a calendar on the Perfect. On the Google Calendar, and was like, we're gonna sit down today, let's do it for an hour, and it doesn't have to be stressful, and we came prepared. So I think that's something good that if for any couples, or even if you're not in an actual relationship, like if you have a roommate or you have a friend you're sharing a place with, or you know, things like that, like it doesn't mean you have to be in a romantic relationship. It definitely could be a partnership or any type, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. That's very true. And so one of my big tips, right, is to discuss personal expenses, like Laura just said, list them all out and try to compromise if some feel excessive. You're obviously not going to agree with every single dollar that your partner spends. If you do, goodness, you're so lucky. But if not, then you're really going to have to get into the nitty gritty and even ask and question why is this expense necessary to you? Why do you feel like this is something that you want to really allocate and advocate for the expense within your budget? And so sometimes it really gets really granular, trying to understand why your partner may have these expenses that you might not agree with. And that even comes down to sometimes uncovering traumas and things like that. Like I know it's been, it just puts you in places that you didn't expect to occur. So for me, I'll give an example about like mine and Chris's expenses. Like for Chris, he is so excessive with travel. Like he just loves to travel. That's definitely one of his like happinesses and brings him a lot of joy. And I'm always like, how can we reel that in? You know? So we are always working on compromises on, okay, well, we're going to go on this trip, but then let's like allocate and set and save this money for something else that's not a trip. So always coming into those like compromises. Are there any things that you and Russ have to compromise on, or that you feel you guys really were able to get granular with today?
Definitely one thing we wanted to do was looking at our overall sunrise and sunset goals. I would suggest, I mean, I definitely think we had the same amount of goals, we just had to look at the realistic expenses we had. You know, we just created a list, looked at every single expense, and also chipped away at things that we could like try to get discounts on if you guys are like in budget. Like, look at every single, you know, thing you're having expense on. Like, if it's an application, if it's a subscription service, like these companies do have discounts. And like, yeah, it's nickel and diming, but if you add it over a course of an annual year membership, that stuff adds up.
Yeah.
So definitely for like budgeting, I would definitely suggest if you guys can like try to get like the low cost alternative, ask for discounts, you know, and any type of expense you guys have, look at everything listed out and try to go for those discounts. Because 100%, you'll find a 10%, you'll find a 15%. You can talk to an agent and try to get a discount on something.
Yeah. You know what else is something that's really amazing that I want to throw out there? That our credit cards have so many benefits that a lot of us don't understand and don't really look into. So I know with like Amex, they give you X amount of months free with that Calm meditation app. And so there's other places that you might be able to get those subscriptions paid for, or it's maybe a reward or a benefit to your credit card. So definitely look into those things and just spend some time, just be proactive on hunting for the deals, because the deals are not just going to arrive at your doorstep. You definitely have to seek them out.
Yeah, that's so great, Liz. I love that. Like, and everything changes monthly. So definitely be on top of that if you guys can. Also, like, just from base bottom, like budgeting, I think it's also important just to talk about what kind of accounts you guys are going to have. I know this is kind of in the budgeting and finance spectrum, but I would definitely just making sure that, you know, we have one, you have your checking account for everyday expenses, maybe a joint account, maybe a separate. Also have a savings account for any big ticket items that you guys might want to get, like a new laptop or like a new vacuum, things like that.
Yeah.
And also the biggest one, which I think is like a lot of people our age don't really think about, is our retirement. Have a separate account for your retirement, which is going to all your investments, right? So those are just the base bottom, you know, accounts that I think that every couple partnership should have. And also be sure what kind of couple's finances you might have as well. So there's a proportional method, which means each person chips into a household item at the rate that would be proportional to their income. There's a raw contribution, chipping in equally and putting the remainder of the money in separate accounts, or a complete commingling account. It means combining their bank accounts, opting for joint debit and credit cards, etc. So those are the three types of couple finances that you guys can discuss.
Yeah, those are great. Those are great tips. I think if you're in a relationship where you really trust your partner too, right? I mean, which hopefully we all are, having those joint accounts is super helpful. I know it's great to basically just set up your deposits to just go straight into that account. So anytime that you get paid, for people that have like a 9-to-5, you know, they're getting those consistent paychecks and they can just set that up in their on their banking side to deposit, I don't know, $50, $100 into X account. And that is really helpful for growing the accounts that you're looking for those big specific purchases, like Laura said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's just always, you know, it's always really important just to talk. I mean, I think it's healthy just to at least maybe sit down, maybe once every 3 months, once every 2 months, and just track your progression. I think that's also very important for budgeting, like whatever apps you guys use. Liz has some apps that she's going to talk about later on, but whatever you can, just track your progress. I think that's also important. And remember that each month is super different. You know, 1 month might be a vacation month. 1 month could be hardcore, you know, savings month. Like every month's going to be different. So don't beat yourself up.
So true. That's definitely true. And just have those budgets. Just really be honest about those particular months. Like if it's vacation month, then this is the budget that's going to go into that. And understandably that it's you don't have to stay right on point because it's life, and don't be so constrictive to yourself, because I feel like sometimes that can also cause just feelings of I don't know, anger or just frustration. So, to kind of reference some of the apps that Laura is saying, there is a lot of amazing budgeting apps. So there's like a budgeting app that's really popular, Mint, and a lot of people use that app. It's a great one for tracking all of your expenses. And then there's Honeydew, which is specifically for couples. But that allows both couples to input their information from the banks and then just basically have these different pots like Laura's talking about. The catch with these apps is that you have to link and connect your bank accounts. If you don't feel funny about that, then I think that these apps are an amazing resource. You could also just have like a shared note on your iPhone that you could both collaborate on and track your expenses that way, the super old school way, or just have like an Excel spreadsheet through Google Sheets and you can track it that way as well. So there's so many different options. You just have to decide how techie do you want to be, how comfortable do you feel with your information being put into the apps, and then just set it up.
Yeah. It's kind of painful to set up there because, you know, all these banking apps and all these apps, they do these two-factor authentication things. So give yourself like a good, you know, half a day to like set yourself up, sit down with your partner, like let go of distractions and just like do the work, like roll up your sleeves and just like do the work. Because I know this 2 days of like preparation and like refreshing your finances with your partner, it's really going to do so much benefit in the long run, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm. And again, it's really not fun and it's not sexy. To me, it's like in my mind, it's not sexy to talk about money. I hate it, but it's so necessary for us to really collaborate as efficient couples and really work towards our monetary goals, which we all have.
So yeah, definitely. No one has like the answers to it all unless you like you've been studying and finance is like your forte and you've been doing it for the last 15 years. Like, to be honest, like, you know, math wasn't my strong suit. So, you know, as much as you can, you know, just try to be financially equipped as possible with all that free information out there. Really good people that I look to that have really inspired me the past like month is the minoritymindset.com with Jasper Tsingai. He's really great. He has a lot of free resources. He talks a lot about partners and finances. Also, something that really helped me get out of debt in the past 3 years was I Will Teach You How to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. He's also like a wealth of knowledge. I'll put the links and on the bottom of this podcast, so make sure you guys check them out. And also check out episode 36, Don't Spend, Invest, Tips and Tricks for Beginners with Investing Latina. We had her on to the Conscious Kitchen podcast. She was badass. I had a little powwow with her. She really inspired me to invest as much money as I can in my savings. You know, it's hard. It's hard, but I think it's totally worth just sitting down or just like putting in your calendar like, okay, I need to just tackle this really cool, tackle this month.
Yeah.
You know, check out those resources. I'll put them in the link below.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Laura. I really love that episode with Investing Latina. She gave us so many great tips and just examples of how to grow wealth. This flows nicely into my next tip, which is have a session with a financial planner. There are some companies that will offer, you know, the first introductory sessions with a financial planner for free. And during those moments, you get asked so many questions as a couple that you haven't really discussed. And it really gets you thinking like outside of the box. So it's almost kind of like couples therapy when you're in there. The questions are really deep and they really help you set those financial goals. So definitely book a session with a financial planner. If you have some extra money and you're able to afford a financial planner, I think it's an amazing asset to have a financial planner, even if it's just for a year, like book a year with them or a few months with them and work on these different things and investments that they are really specialists at, where we really have to spend a lot of time trying to understand all the different moving parts. They can really give you a crash course on many different areas of your life. The financial planner that we're going to use, we pay him a yearly fee that accounts for monthly visits, monthly meetings with him, just different things of really allocating the different funds in different ways and making sure that we're really going to get to our goals in the proper format. So his guidance is really helpful. For sure.
So cool, Liz. Yeah, thanks for that. And I think that's so important. Like, even if, you know, you might be surprised if you can't afford like a financial advisor, you'd be surprised if a cousin, a family friend, a friend of a friend, you could ask advice from. You know, these people are out there. You just got to ask, you know. Mm-hmm. I know it hurts to ask sometimes, but the resources are definitely out there. And I know a lot of people don't even think about that. Like, how can I financial plan if I'm living like paycheck to paycheck as well, which a lot of people are, especially with like what's been going on post-COVID and inflation. You know, it's also just great to at least sit down and have some goals. Like, sometimes, you know, when I was in a rut and, you know, the finances weren't really there, like physically and in my hand, just goal setting, you know, it just really motivates you, gets like a fire under your ass, and the money will come. The hustle will come. You guys, I mean, people, you know, people make things happen. But as long as you guys can at least set some goals together, 100%, it'll make you feel better and make you feel more safe. It'll make you feel more motivated. And it definitely just have a shared horizon goal with your partner. And you, I'm telling you, it's really going to help you.
Yeah.
Figure out what you need to do to get to your goal.
For sure. Yeah. Amazing, Laura. I want to ask you something about, you were talking about a moment where you were in debt. I also have had moments throughout my life that I've been in debt, probably like twice. I want to discuss with you how you talked with your partner about that. And how did you really overcome the topic?
When I brought it up to my partner, it wasn't like, before we got married, it wasn't like, how do we tackle this together? It was more like, I'm going to handle this. I'm a boss. I'm an independent female. Like, I can handle this. But coming together with your partner, it could really just, once my debt really started becoming less and less and less, I felt more confident into like leaning for help instead of like, how can we tackle this together as like a partnership, you know, instead of me just trying to be this independent boss bitch that, you know, was struggling, you know?
Yes.
I mean, debt is real and debt is very American and
yeah.
You know, it's really hard when a lot of these societal and these institutions don't really teach you how to manage your credit or how to manage your debt, you know, things like that. It's kind of like a system for you to fail, you know?
Yeah, that and we're in debt just from paying for school, and that puts us in such like a difficult place, right? And so from the beginning of our career, it's like we're already in a place of need. So for me, I think it's really important to discuss your debt really honestly and openly with your partner. It's not comfortable. It's not easy. And for me, I have felt like I had to overcome a lot of feelings of fear of judgment. I felt like my partner was maybe going to judge me for it because debt does have such a negative connotation to it. So I had to kind of get past my own moment of fear of judgment to really bring that discussion to the table. But once I did, it helped me so much because my partner was willing to hash it out with me, to create a plan with me, to help me in the places where I needed help. And so if you have a partner that's able to do that with you, that's great. And just stay honest and just put it out there. So that way there's no surprises because it's like the worst. Imagine you get married and then you find out that your partner is in debt. I mean, that's a really hard thing to accept, especially if once your finances really start molding together and just becoming one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, debt is real. Debt is toxic. It could be toxic depending on like the interest of amount of debt you do incur. It's just like, it's a whole slew of things. And debt is has so many possibilities and so much restriction. It's like, it's better just to talk about it all and understand like each touch point. The debt can affect all of your lives, especially with a partner.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Rip the Band-Aid off, talk about your debt, and figure out ways that we can pay this off. I definitely recommend, as I mentioned earlier, I Will Teach You How to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. Really helped me get out of debt. Super amazing guy who has podcasts, YouTube, and a bunch of free resources on his website. So yeah, check him out.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt. Liz here. Let's talk mental health really quick. Who do you talk to help you navigate life's crazy, unexpected turns? I had always been an advocate for therapy, but in my 30 years of living, I had never sat down with a therapist myself. That's until a friend recommended BetterHelp. I was curious how a virtual session would work. I've never been a big fan of talking about myself, but my therapist made me feel so comfortable that it was easy to open up my thoughts for discussion and dissection. If you've been curious like me, why not try a virtual session? And we have a special offer for our listeners to get 10% off the first month of BetterHelp. We'll include a link in the description of this episode. And with our exclusive link, you'll get 10% deducted off the package you choose. Take advantage of this great deal and visit betterhelp.com/consciouskitchenpodcast. That's betterhelp.com/consciouskitchenpodcast. Join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now back to the episode.
Awesome, Laura. Well, I think that's all I have. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I just have some other tips on budgeting.
Okay.
You know, I would, especially if you guys are freelancers or have your own business, choose a no debt business, get insurance, ask for help, overestimate expenses due to inflation. Inflation is such a bitch right now. Ask for discounts, as I mentioned before, buy used items that could help. Try the low cost alternative. That could be in so many different ways, whether it be subscription services. Make a routine and remember your money goals. I think that's really good for overall just tips on budgeting. And also, for finances, I'd love to talk about just priorities, like for couples. I'm just going to go over the top seven that I found that's really helpful. Priority number one is a starter emergency fund. I'm not sure if you have that with your partner, Liz. Do you guys have an emergency fund just in case? I guess it'd be like your savings fund as well, but...
Yeah, there's different places for different things for sure.
Exactly.
But then sometimes it becomes overwhelming to have so many different accounts floating around. So, yeah.
So priority number one is have a starter emergency fund. God forbid someone breaks their leg, a family member needs help, things like that. You got to move out of your place, blah, blah, blah. Priority number two is getting an employer to match your 401k. Priority number three is talk about your toxic debt and get rid of toxic debt. Number four is, again, saving for retirement is very important. Priority number five is, again, your emergency fund, contributing more to your emergency fund. Mm. Number six is any debt repayment. Focus on that. I really love what Ramit Sethi talked about in your emergency fund and different types of ways you can repay your debt, like the snowball effect. That's what I did for my debt. And priority number seven is you. So you're last on the priority.
Dang. I think you should bring that up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. But at least you could have, you know, get the weight off your shoulder, because living with debt isn't fun. Living with debt is a burden and creates like micro stressors throughout your life, you know? Yeah.
I do think it's important to have your own savings as well. I think as women, for us, it's definitely a thing. You don't want to be fully dependent on like everything that's joint, and definitely have like your savings where you're saving for your own things that you're looking to get and your own goals and ideas and projects that you really want to fund. So don't forget about like yourself, like Laura said. And yeah.
Yeah. And any other tips you have on budgeting, Liz? Like, I know you and Chris are amazing at like, I don't know, just the way you guys like have your lifestyle, whether it be camping to packing lunches, like any types of tips that people our age, or, you know, people, millennials that listen to our podcast, like anything outside the box that you think could be really helpful for people listening right now to help with budgeting.
Yeah, I definitely think we all spend a lot of money on eating out. I feel,
yeah,
at least here in the United States, you know, I was just in Europe with Laura, and I feel like food is so much more affordable there, which is crazy. And I was mind blown. But as soon as I got back here, I was amazed. Just wow, the food is so expensive here. So when you go out, it's so easy to spend $80 on just you and your partner, like within a minute. So definitely, if you can skip some meals like out and really just cook at home, it's going to help your heart, it's going to help your pocket, it's going to help your health, because you really know what ingredients are going in there. So I think that's a really big tip. And I know this is just an example of ways that I save money, and this is a suggestion for you to think outside of the box. But we only have one car right now and it's getting fixed. And I've had so many things to do around the city, but the Ubers are all so expensive. They're like $20 to $30 just to get to like Hollywood. And so I don't want to pay $60 on an Uber. So basically I've found a compromise for myself. I'm like, all right, really thought about how can I do this? How can I find a way to save money and stay within my budget? So I basically would take an Uber there and then I would take the bus back or take the metro back. So it's like, okay, so now I'm only paying half and half. So it feels like a better budget item for me. So it's just a reminder for you to think outside of the box for things and challenges that might come up in your life.
Yeah, that's so great, Liz. Yeah, or, you know, or bulking or grouping maybe some of your errands, whether it be like if it's on the other side of the city, maybe like get your appointments or pickups or errands, bulk it in one day, whether it be a Friday, and try to get maybe on to one side of the city and use like as much as you can public transportation, get familiar with your metro or car sharing services or anything like that. I think that'd be such a good way to save on transportation as well. So that's really good, Lizzie. Yeah, I love that. And also, like, I know I love shopping. I love buying fashion. One thing that's been really helping for me is just I have the opportunity to like pull a lot of clothes from like showrooms or like borrowing things from friends. So I think that's been really helpful as I get older, is like realizing like I don't need much, but I also really love to like change up my style, and clothes represent my personality as well. So I think that's been really helpful for me, is like if you can, is like borrowing and sharing, whether it be your friends or like pulling from places that let you borrow clothes, things like that. I think that's such a good way to, as well as like lower your, you know, your expenses on like buying random stuff or shopping things, you know?
Yeah. Really write down all your expenses, because you'd be surprised where your money is going. Really just get super anal. Is that okay to say, anal? just get really, really granular with listing those out and really understand where your money is going, so you can question yourself. Have that inner questioning, have that shadow work of why am I spending here? Why do I need this? Do I really need that? Gotta have that.
Yeah, I love that. All right, guys, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You know, me and Liz, like, this is definitely not a lighthearted conversation, but this is something that we could all talk about in the next like quarter of our life.
Yeah.
So I'm really hope you guys really love this. Share this with a friend. Go ahead and share this hyperlink, tag it, share with a homegirl, homeboy, anybody that will benefit from this podcast today.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to just have you here listening, and definitely share your thoughts with us. If there's any amazing tips that you have for us that maybe we can include in a future episode, DM us, share them with us through our website, or you can hit up our Calendly and set up a little time to chat with us, and you can give us some of your tips then.
Yeah, thanks guys so much. Be sure to share it with a friend and drop us a review. All right, thanks for listening to the Conscious Kitchen Podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.